Okay. We're going to talk about Zero Discord, and it's work I've been doing with Danny Tirano at Macquarie Uni. And I'd like to start off with a story about this friend of mine who likes to do the lottery. And as a physicist, I one day asked him, "Do you know what the odds are of winning the lottery?" And he said, "Well, it's 50-50. Either I win or I lose." And the moral of the story is that what you know about your probabilities, or what you know about the system, will affect your probabilities. Now, how does this relate to my talk? Well, when I'm going to say measurement in this talk, and this is really important to remember, there's going to be a measurement, but no one looks at the results. Okay? Now, this seems like a really stupid thing to say classically, right? Because say we have some distribution. We make one of those weird measurements where we don't look at the results. So we measure the voltage of some system and we don't look at the results. Well, nothing changes as far as we know. I mean, we don't change the statistics. But for a quantum case, things are a bit different, right? So let's say we start with this sort of system. It has a chance of either being up or down in the Z basis. And we make a measurement in the X basis. Well, you should all know that what happens is that basically we change all the probabilities. We're in a completely mixed state. Okay, so we have equal probability of being either in up or down. But we can always sort of cheat. If we know where we're diagonal, so in this case we're diagonal in the Z basis, we make a measurement in the Z basis, nothing happens. Okay, so this is not such a big deal and it's pretty standard quantum mechanics. But it does get more interesting when we're looking at bipartite systems. Why? Well, for bipartite systems, we're very limited in what measurements we can make. We can either make a measurement on Bob's side or a measurement on Alice's side. It's very hard to make a measurement on both of them. Yes? You don't look at the result.
Okay?
No, this is a mixed state. Yes, exactly. Yes. But even if it was a pure state, it wouldn't make a difference. Well, no, you're right. If it was a pure state, then I would have to make it in a different basis. But there is always a basis where I can do it. Okay? Yeah. So what happens with a classical system? And we'll always be looking at classical versus quantum in this talk. So a classical system has probability distributions for Alice and for Bob, and then there is a joint probability distribution, which tells us about the correlations. So we heard a lot about correlations, but I'll just say one word. Say Alice and Bob are given playing cards, and they're always given the same card. So if Alice sees a queen on her side, she knows Bob has a queen on his side. That's a strong correlation. On the other hand, if they're given completely random cards, then the correlations are very weak or zero. Okay, and we're interested in two quantities. One is the entropy. So we've all heard about the entropy, and in this case, it's the Shannon entropy. It tells us about the information in the system. We can look at the information in one subsystem, so that's H of A or H of B, and we can look at the information in the whole system, so that's H of A and B. Okay, that's the whole system, A and B. And another thing we can look at is conditional entropy. That's what is the entropy of A given B? Okay? And it's a weighted sum of entropies. For a quantum system, things are a little different. We have density matrices instead of probability distributions. We have the von Neumann entropy instead of the Shannon entropy. But it's pretty similar. It means the same thing, basically. And again, we can look at just a subsystem or the whole system, right? But what really changes is this conditional entropy. So we can't say anymore, what's the entropy of A given B? We can say, what's the entropy of A given a measurement on B? But if we remember what happened on the first slide, it's very important to ask, what measurement, right? Different sets of measurements, so this defines a set of measurements, will give us different conditional entropies. And when we look at mutual information, this is important. Okay, so classically mutual information, we have two equivalent expressions for mutual information. Expression two is the more intuitive one, and it's the one we don't use in quantum systems. Now, what's expression two? So I'll try to justify mutual information. So mutual information is the amount of information in the correlations. Okay? Now, we just say, what's the difference between the entropy in system A and the entropy in system A given a measurement on B? Okay? So if there's no correlations, the system A does not change under a measurement on B, right, because there's no correlations. This will give us zero. On the other hand, if there's very strong correlations, like I gave you with the cards, then, well, I made a measurement on Bob's side. He sees a queen of hearts. Well, there's no information left in Alice's side because it's queen of hearts. It's obvious. So this becomes zero, and then we have very high mutual information. There's very strong correlations. Now, going from 2 to 1 is just using Bayes' law. It's just simple mathematics. But the quantum case, this doesn't work very well because expression 2 is not good. We have to ask which measurement. And since this depends on the measurement, and obviously the top expression does not depend on the measurement, it's completely symmetric, then these cannot be the same. And Oliver and Zurich noted that, and they called this the discord. So the discord is the difference between two classically equivalent measures of mutual information. They call this the quantum correlations in the system. Okay? So discord is a measure of the quantum correlations in a system. Now, if this is the quantum correlations and the mutual information is the total correlations, the difference has to be the classical correlations. And we can take the difference. So what's the difference? It's just expression three again. So this will give us the classical correlations. But there's a question you should be asking yourselves. How can correlations depend on measurement? Right? We don't want to have correlations given a measurement. We want to have correlations that are independent of what we can do to the system. And what we usually do is we minimize. We find the best measurement, and that will give us the correlation. So what's the minimum discord in the system given all possible measurements? That will give us the quantum correlations. From that, we can also get the classical correlations. So it's, one gives the other. And this all gets a lot more interesting when I tell you that separable systems can have non-zero discord. So we can have no entanglement, but we still have quantum correlations. Now, this sounds very, 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 very funny, very, very strange. Yes? Just for mixed states. No, that's impossible for pure states. Okay, and another thing about discord is it's not symmetric. So the discord of A given B is not the same as the discord of B given A. Example. So let's take this system. It's either 0, 0, or 1, and plus. And I really wanted to use the blackboard, so plus is just 1 plus 0. All right? So the mixture of 1 and 0. So we can see that there must be some correlations that are not classically, that you can't get for a classical system, right? And if we measure the discord, we see that it's 0.2. Okay, so the discord of A given B is 0.2, but the discord of B given A, so going the other way, is 0. And you can very easily see that happens in 0-1 basis. So if Alice just measures in the 0-1 basis, she does nothing to the system. The system stays the same. Okay, again, she doesn't look at the measurement result. So we'll look at a more symmetric case, and that's a 0-0 and plus plus, and oh, it's just complicated. It's the basis is just it's not easy to write. It's 0.2 when we maximize over the basis. So you can kind of see this in this example. So this is the example, the symmetric example, and I show how I minimized it. So you try over all functions that are just basically all the von Neumann measurements, okay, in the Bloch sphere. So we just take a state in the Bloch sphere and its orthogonal state. Okay, and you can see that this never reaches zero. Well, you can kind of see that. You'll have to take my word for it being 0.14. So what can we use discord for? Well, we said it's a measure of classical correlations, but apparently you can also use it for seeing what, how much work can a Maxwell's daemon that has either quantum, is either a quantum daemon or a classical daemon, they can do different amounts of work, and Zurek, did some work on that, and then Oppenheim and the Horodetskys did some other work on that. More recently, there is DQC1, which is quantum computation with no entanglement. So we didn't really hear about that in the last week, but one of the strengths, the biggest strengths in quantum computation, and that's the reason we get speed up, at least that's what everyone thinks, is entanglement. So there's no proof for that, but that's the assumption. So in DQC1, there was speed up, but there was no entanglement. But Caves and some others showed that there is discord. So we do have some quantum correlations. But what we're really interested in is zero discord states, because they're very important for measurements. They define a pointer basis. I'll show that in the next slide. And they're really important for completely positive evolution. So Sudarshan and others did that. Okay. So what's a pointer basis? Well, everything that has zero discord can be written like expression number 5, and vice versa. Now, this is discord given a measurement on Bob. So if we make a measurement on Bob, we get this sort of expression. Now, these pi's are just orthogonal states. You can sort of call them pure states. And you can get it better as this diagram. So you just have each state on Bob's side points to a density matrix on Alice's side. This is what we want when we do a measurement. We want the measuring device to look like this thing on Bob. We want 5 volts to point at 5 volts, and 10 volts to point at 10 volts, and 7 to point at spin up, and 0 to point at spin down. Okay, so we want very good pointers, and this is what happens when we make a measurement and we decohere the system. This is what it should look like. So that was the original motivation for discord. But it turns out that if you want the system to evolve in a completely positive way, the whole system of Alice and Bob, if you want Bob's system to evolve in a completely positive way, given that it has some correlations with an environment, which is Alice, and we have just unitaries acting on the system as a whole, then it will only be completely positive if we have zero discord. So Lidar and Shabani showed that that's necessary and sufficient for a completely positive evolution. Okay, so it's a very interesting number, this zero discord number. Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right, yes. Pi is, yes, there should be a J index on pi.
You mean if you can write pi and Bob, I mean, if you can find a orthogonal way to, I think it's not exactly the condition for zero.
If you write zero discord like expression 5, there should be a J on pi, so it's pi J. So it's different. Just look at this picture, because it sort of gives it better. Each J should point at one possible density matrix.
Okay. And the pi are orthogonal
to each other? Yes. The pi are the pi's are pure states in this case. No. Rho can be any density matrix. Yes.
So
pi would just be J, where J is a pure state. Okay, and they're all orthogonal. No, it was 0 plus 0, 0, and plus. Okay? So it can't be written in this way, however you want to play it. Okay? If it wasn't, it would have zero disk. Yeah?
If I understand correctly, what you mean by quantum
correlation is discord, essentially classifying or making correlations that are no longer acceptable because of non-distinguishability. Yeah, well, in a way, yes. That's a good way to think of it, yes. Okay, so we wanted to look at what more can zero discord give us. But It's hard to calculate because you have this optimization and we're all very, very lazy people and we don't want to do this. But even if you take a 3x3 state, even if you take just 2 Q trips, it's a really, really hard problem. It's really hard to find the basis and just search over it. And if you go to 4x4, then you're stuffed, okay? You can't do anything. So after thinking about this for a while, we found that zero discord is diagonal in, sorry, that the reduced density matrix is diagonal in the zero discord basis. So the best measurement for zero discord, or the best measurement for discord, the one that would give us the minimum discord, which is zero, in our zero discord case, would be diagonal in the reduced density matrix. I will show an example of this, so this will make more sense in the next slide. But what I want to say is, this means that all the information is held in Bob's side. All the information about the best measurement he can make, given zero discord, given no quantum correlations, is in Bob's side. It's a very cool property. It means that there's no quantum correlation, and Bob knows everything. So that's. They really complement each other, those two properties. Okay? And this is sort of a scheme of how to find zero discord using this nice property. So you have a density matrix, AB. You find the marginal, so that's just a trace of A. So you do all this in Mathematica or Maple, and it's just one line. Okay? Then just find eigenstates, that's another line. Generate this basis, so this is what it would look like. And then just calculate the discord. Just put it in the expression. Okay. So the worst thing you might have to do is tell the computer how to do the entropy.
You can only calculate the minimum discord if the minimum discord is zero?
Yes. Yes. This only works if the discord is zero. Yes. So it's an if and only if condition. Well, I'm actually not sure if it's if and only if, but it only works. Yes. I'm not calculating discord. I'm calculating zero discord. I want to know, is this a zero discord state? Is this, for example, does this state evolve well under unitary evolution of Z in the system? Does it evolve in a completely positive way? Pardon?
Yes.
So it doesn't only give me the zero discord. That's actually a good thing you said. It doesn't only give me the zero discord. It also tells me how to find the zero discord. Which basis should I do it in? So if this is a measuring device, I don't know if you know too much about measuring devices, but we have a measuring device. We couple it to a system. They evolve together. They're entangled. Then they decohere. And then we can look at the measuring device in different ways because it is quantum. I mean, if we still have this sort of quantum measuring device and we want to measure the measuring device, one of the problems in quantum measurement that we have to keep on measuring these measuring devices, we would want to look at it in the zero discord basis, okay? So so this is really nice. I mean, it makes life easier. And again, we have this very nice property that everything is held in the local density matrix. Well, that's not completely true. It doesn't work for maximally mixed marginals. In fact, if we have any eigenvalues that show up twice, so any degeneracy, we can't use this. So if we have some degeneracy, we're still better off than we were. But if it's completely mixed, then we have nothing. So these special states, and they are very special, are not good for what we want to do. But it does sort of tell us something about these completely mixed marginals, because for these special states, Bob does not hold all the information. There is zero quantum correlations, There's some classical correlations, obviously. But Blob does not hold all the information. So that's a bit weird. Okay, non-locality without entanglement. So this is what we were originally trying to work out. What's non-locality without entanglement? Well, that sounds like discord, right? So everything I've been talking about. It's no entanglement, but some quantum correlations. Well, the term was coined in 1999 by Bennett and collaborators. This is a beautiful paper, and all the names there are big names in physics today, and some of them were previously. And what they meant by non-locality without entanglement is a set of states that have no entanglement, so a set of pure states that have no entanglement in them, they're product states. But if I give Alice and Bob one of these states, they can't tell which state they have using local local operations and classical communication. So they can talk as much as they want. They can try to screw up the system as much as they want. They will never know for certain which state they have. So they did this. The example they showed is a 3x3 state. So Alice and Bob each hold a Q-trit. And they're given one of nine states. And they try to find which state it is. And they can't. Okay? And the proof is very, very complicated. So we thought, well, this should have to do with discord, but we were very disappointed to find it's not. But this is still a nice result because it is surprising. It seemed so natural that it should be like that. And I'll give an example. Okay, so if we take the equal mixture of locally orthogonal states, those are locally distinguishable. We know that it's just locally orthogonal states, and they have double zero discord. That takes us one step forward. We're happy. Okay, that works. Okay, it's not a surprise that it works. But if we take the nine Bennett states, well, we would expect them, since they're non-local, we would expect them to have some discord. But you can very easily guess, if we take the whole space, we take them with equal probability, then they have zero discord because we just have the unit matrix. So this has double zero discord. Okay, we thought, well, maybe we can do something with that. We can play a bit with the probabilities. So we looked at this sort of thing. It's either 0, 0 or ++. We already saw that's non-zero discord. It's impossible to distinguish neither locally or with non-local measurements because they are not orthogonal to each other. So that's good, right? But then if we just take a singlet and a 1-1 state, that's very easy to distinguish locally. If you have a singlet, it's either 1 or 0 on Alice's side, and it's either 1 or 0 on Bob's side, although there is these correlations. And I just measure. If one of them gets zero, then we're in the 1-1 state. Okay, so this doesn't work, unfortunately. There still might be a way to find some relation, but it will be more difficult than just taking something very simple. Okay, so that's the end, and our conclusions are that discord is a measure of quantum correlations, and that was done before me. We found a way to verify if the discord is zero or not for almost all cases, unless we have this completely mixed marginal. We showed that there is no simple way to define distinguishability, and again, we're wondering what's wrong with these completely mixed marginals. Why do they not hold all the well? It's kind of trivial why they don't hold it, but we feel that there's something in there. So that's future work. And that's the end.